Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you're hanging with me because we got Marjorie Jobe back on the show. Marjorie is an attorney, one of our attorneys in our brain trust. She works for a lot of small business owners just like you and me. She's also the author, of Business Law Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs. Protect your company from lawyers, lawsuits, and legal disasters. I like that subtitle. And she's our friend, Marjorie Jobe. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it is good to be back. And it's a beautiful morning here in El Paso, Texas.
Hey, what's the temperature, by the way, out there in El Paso right now?
Well, you know, we get pretty low at night and in this high desert country.
Yeah.
And so it's this morning it's about 48.
Ah, that's not too bad.
No, hey, and we are high as forecast for 65.
All right, that's good golf weather.
That's right.
Marjorie, one of the things that we have these stats. These are facts that it costs small business owners double, and I think the most recent numbers is more than double per employee per year to comply with regulatory requirements than it does a large company per employee per year. Because we have a lot of the same administrative requirements, but we don't have as many people working for us to spread it over. And the last number I saw was that in any given year, or the most recent year, I should say, the number was over $8,000 per employee per year just to comply with things like the IRS and the EPA and the Department of Justice and the Equal Opportunity Employment and things like that. It's a big burden on small business, isn't it?
It is a huge burden on small business, and it even goes farther than that because there's a recent study out of the Small Business Institute that was based on 2008 numbers. Mm-hmm. Where not only is the regulatory burden higher for small business, but the actual litigation burden is higher for small business than it is the larger business.
Well, and when you say litigation, does that include settlements?
Yes.
Which is what I was thinking, because too many times small business owners just settle because the thing is it may be prohibitively expensive to settle, but the time that the owner spends defending themselves causes them to be out of the business so much they could have the ultimate expense of losing their business.
Oh, absolutely. And also, it is a definite fact that the litigation bar, the plaintiff side of the litigation bar, knows that small business owners will a lot of times swallow their pride, put
yep.
principle aside, make a business decision, and settle for litigation costs, which is the cost it would cost them to pay the lawyer to defend it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They so know, it's really
they
a
know
form
what they,
of hijacking.
They know what that number is, and they probably do some research and find out what the, you know, if they do a D&B and find out what the... you know what the financial condition of the company is.
They sure do.
That's
it's
predatory.
Extortion and hijacking.
That's predatory. It is, isn't it?
Yes.
And why is that allowed in America?
Well, it shouldn't be allowed, and you know, we've got a system where there is no punishment for frivolous lawsuits. And there's no punishment for casting about and fishing or extortion in this way. And the judges will not enforce the penalties that we have in place because they can have, for those states who don't have the laws that allow the judge to impose the cost on the loser or on the extorter, they have the discretion to do it. But they just won't exercise that discretion.
You know, there are not too many things about Europe that I look longingly for. But a couple of the things that they do over there, if I'm not mistaken, don't they have a loser pays situation. That's one thing. I look longingly toward that. I wish we were like them in that way. Here's the other thing. Their legal system is such that you're expected to take care of yourself. If you fall in a hole on my property, you can't sue me and successfully because I didn't put a sign up that says don't fall in this hole. You're
That's
expected
right.
not to fall in the hole yourself.
That's right.
In America, it's not like that, is it?
No, it isn't. And that's
we have baby strollers that say, "Please remove baby from stroller before folding." Now, that folks, I've seen that on a baby stroller. We'll take a quick break. Marjorie Jobe is our guest. More to come from this very refreshing lawyer. 20 Tales. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter if you want to. I'm at Jim Blasingame there. When you're at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget to check out my blog. Also, subscribe to my newsletter. And we'll follow you home. If you see something you like there, I think pretty much everything is set up so that you can have it. We'll follow you home, send it right back to you there. And we got new stuff on what you're interested in. We'll send you that when it comes up. So check out the new stuff there on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Marjorie Jobe is our guest. Folks, she's my kind of lawyer. She's a refreshing lawyer who tells it like it is and who's more interested in the marketplace, I think. Marjorie, I think if I had to say one thing about you, you're a marketplace attorney. You believe that what's good for the marketplace is good for both clients, right?
I absolutely do, and I certainly think that a strong, solid legal system is important to any successful country, but ours is out of whack.
Yeah. What would you do to fix it?
Well,
President Jobe, what would you do?
The first thing I would do is I would impose a loser pay system in civil litigation.
Is that can you imagine what kind of a scenario would we could actually make that happen in America? I mean, what kind of a revolution would have to happen to make that happen here?
Well, I think, you know, it would take the American population really putting the pressure on the legislators, because all it takes is change of legislation in the individual states.
Yep.
And, you know, in Texas, we've had some very successful tort reform movements in the area of medical malpractice and in the area of punitive damages.
Mm-hmm.
And our statistics have been very good because those have been in place for a number of years now. And in fact, Texas is one of the places that is doing better in this economy that we have than other states. And it is attributed, part of it, to the fact that we don't have an income tax here. And we have the tort reform in the
There's one other thing that's interesting about Texas that I think is a model for other states. Your legislature only meets every other year.
Yes, that's right.
Now, that is a wonderful thing. I actually think Congress, the United States Congress, should do that same thing.
That's exactly right.
3 months every other year, I think we'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, and you know, it's not only our civil system that's out of whack. Our criminal system is, too.
Yeah.
And so that is a whole other subject, but it's one that businesses need to start thinking about because the criminal justice system is turning its sights to businesses. And three of the things I thought we might want to cover this morning as we talk is the I-9 employment verification
movement. Yes. Yeah, tell us about that.
Right now. Well,
remind people what that is.
I-9 is the form that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Labor requires businesses to fill out for every hire they make.
You got to look at their. You got to look at their identification.
Yes, you
do. If you hire your brother, you still got to ask him for to show you his driver's license.
Not only that, you have to keep a copy of the information and prove that you actually did the verification.
So what's the news there?
Well, the news is that just a few weeks ago, ICE the agency, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, announced that 1,000 employers across the country were being served with notices of inspection, NOIs.
Wow.
And they were, they're targeting ones that are close to infrastructure, like military bases and so on and so forth, the public safety and national security resources. However, I don't believe it's limited to that based on some of the reporting that's going on since this was announced.
Mm-hmm.
And they are doing audits. You have 3 days after you get served with one of these notices to provide them with copies of all of your I-9s.
Wow.
For the smaller businesses, that's not such a burden, but once you get up into 50 to 100,
right.
200 employees, then that becomes a real issue in three
right.
days.
So what are the consequences?
Well, the consequences are civil or criminal.
Mm.
And the civil fines can be as much as $2,200 for each unauthorized worker.
Wow.
Or $1,100 for paperwork.
Unauthorized meaning if you actually are employing an illegal immigrant?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Or one that doesn't have a work visa.
Or it could be legal, but if the documentation is not in order.
That's right. Or it's expired.
Yeah.
Paperwork violations where you didn't complete the form correctly, but they
mm-hmm.
are authorized workers, $1,100.
Wow.
Per employee.
Wow.
So you talk about a regulatory burden.
Are people being picked on? Is this pretty much across the board? I mean, you know, if we have laws, let's enforce them. But do you think anybody's being picked on?
I don't know. That information isn't available yet.
Are there certain industries that are targeted more than others?
Well, yes. Federal contractors.
Construction.
Or suppliers to federal contractors.
Right.
Are some of the areas that are being targeted. Manufacturing.
Companies, industries that have more manual labor, probably.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Since the statistics on ICE, Jim, are incredible, and this is the difference
remind us about ICE.
ICE is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the ones who are the regulators who have to enforce this I-9 employment. But the Obama administration has decided that the way to do immigration enforcement is through businesses.
Mm.
And so I have a real problem with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that government should push its duty off on businesses.
Well, but that way they can put it on our operating statement and take it off the government's operating statement.
To these statistics. 45 businesses and 47 individuals in those businesses were debarred from federal work since April 30th of 2009.
Wow.
As a result of these investigations.
And what are basically they just got caught in a trap.
That's right. And
yeah.
some of them very innocent, some
yeah.
of them with very much good faith.
More predatory behavior, folks.
Oh, and my gosh.
Coming from our government, seems like. Tintail, right back after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Marjorie Jobe is our guest. Her book is called Business Law, Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs. Where is it available, Marjorie?
It is available at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, many resources on the internet. My website, marjoriejobe.com, it's available in ebook form as well
right.
as the hardback and softback.
Mm, so I can drop it right into my Kindle, can I?
That's right.
If I had a Kindle.
That's
and that's
right.
Jobe, J-O-B-E, right?
That's exactly right.
So marjoriejobe.com.
Exactly.
And what about your law practice?
Well, I'm actually shutting down my law practice as I move
no.
in. Yes, I am.
Say it ain't so. We need you. We need you out there, Marjorie.
Well, I decided that I could do more good by standing up and talking about these things that we've been talking about
good.
And trying to teach people and inspire them to protect themselves against these legal
good for
risks.
You. And you've got some teleconferences coming up in the future, don't you?
That's right. We're scheduling them for March. I don't have a specific
but
date
you're going
yet.
To be back in the meantime and tell us more about it, though, right? Because
I want
people to know about these seminars because I think they're going to be very helpful.
I think so, too. I've been requested for them from many of the people I've been reaching with my message because I've been a litigator, Jim, for 23 years on both sides of the docket, representing businesses when they needed to sue for payment, representing businesses mostly, though, however, when they've been sued. And so I understand the litigation process, and it was really my frustration with the legal system that led me to change the career path for myself because instead of fighting these battles one of at a time, I thought I needed to reach a bigger audience.
Yeah.
Because I saw a lot of the same mistakes happening over
and
over again.
Well, I hear you, and I'm sorry to see that your local area's loss is the marketplace's gain. So I'm glad, and I'll do whatever I can to help you because you've got a message that needs to be gotten out. So you're always welcome on this show. And I want to tell the audience about your teleconferences coming up, so be sure to keep us posted on those.
I will. Thank you.
What about some of the other things that we need to be paying attention to out there?
Well, just as a wrap-up with I-9, I'd just like to remind everybody that the civil penalties that can be imposed can be anywhere from thousands of dollars to millions of dollars, depending on how many employee violations and paperwork violations you have and how big your business is. And it is big business because since July of this year, $15 million has been assessed. $15 million since July of this year.
Right out of the hides of small businesses.
That's right. Exactly.
Golly.
And
how many do you estimate were people who just got caught not doing anything wrong, but they just were doing their job, running their businesses, and they just didn't have all the paperwork squared away?
Well, without any kind of scientifically verifiable research, I estimate between 60% and 70%.
Wow, folks, you got to pay attention to these things, and this is one of the growth pains. This is all part of the growing pains if you grow your business, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is.
Yeah.
It definitely is. And the scary thing about that is that ICE says on its website specifically when they issued their press release on this that these audits, these notice of inspection, these audits are laying the groundwork for criminal prosecution of executives and managers and owners of business. And I have a real problem with that.
So what do we do about this? What does a small business do to protect themselves?
Well, the easiest thing to do, and one that doesn't cost you any money, is to get on the website of the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
And they have the forms and they have guidelines on how to fill them out and the policies to implement for your company.
You cover this in your book too, though, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So, Business Law Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs, Marjorie's book. That's another one. There are also companies out there who will take over this responsibility for you, aren't there?
There are. I don't think unless that you are you can absorb the work into your own operations.
Right.
Then definitely that is a solution.
But there are people out there who handle these kinds of it's all part of a payroll plan
Yes, it is.
They're the top of that industry called PEOs. Professional employee organizations.
That's right. And one of the things is that the states are one at a time passing laws requiring you to use a new system called E-Verify.
Oh yeah.
And that's a governmental database.
Yeah.
And Arizona has that law. Mississippi has it for 250 employees or more.
Right.
And then these legislatures are enacting it every day.
Yeah.
And
is that going to be helpful?
Yeah. Well,
it should be
helpful for everybody to play by the same rules.
Exactly. Hey, Marjorie, will you come back?
I certainly will.
Thank you for being here. Good job today.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next time. Marjorie Jobe, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today to be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.